ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸ ಹರಿಹಿ ಓಂ ತತ್ಸ. ವೈ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಈಸಿಯರ್ ಶುವರರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಶಾರ್ಟರ್ ಪಾತ್ ಆಫ್ ವಿಸ್ಡಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಪ್ಯೂರಿಟಿ ವಿಚ್ ಬ್ರಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಫಾಸ್ಟ್? ಐ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್. ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ 4 ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಫಂಡಮೆಂಟಲಿ. ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸರಿ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ, ಅನದರ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಓರಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ. ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಆರ್ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟರ್ನಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿಸಿಬಲ್ ಒನ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ದೇರ್. ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಕಾಸ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ದೋ ವಿ ಕಾಲ್ ಇಟ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಫ್ ಶೂಟ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಅಪಾನ್ ಅವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಕಂಟ್ರೋಲ್. ಐ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಪೀಕ್ ಇಫ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಜನರೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್. ಐ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಮೂವ್ ಮೈ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಇಂಡಲ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೇಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಐಡಿಯಾಸ್, ಡಿಸೈರ್ಸ್, ವಿಷಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ದಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓರಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ. ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್, ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಎಟ್ಸೆಟ್ರಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡಿಂಗ್, ವಾಕಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಲೈಕ್. ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಮ್ ಫಾಲೋ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮೋರ್ ಸೋ ಇನ್ ದ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಪೀಚ್. ಸೊ ವೇರ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಇಂಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓರಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ? ವಿಲ್ ಯು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಇಫ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓರಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾಲೋ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಟಿಸಿಪೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓರಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ದ ಡಿನಾಮಿನೇಟರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ಸ್ ಅಪ್ಲಿಕೇಶನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಟೆನ್ಷನ್. ಈವನ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸಸೈಸಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪೂಜಾ, ಪ್ರೇಯರ್, ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆನ್ ಪಿಲ್ಗ್ರಿಮೇಜ್, ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರದಕ್ಷಿಣ, ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಣಾಮ್, ವಾಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಯು ಡೂ ಫಿಸಿಕಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓರಲಿ ಇನ್ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್, ವಿಲ್ ಯು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಗ್ರಿ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ ರೈಟ್ ಅಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೋಮೆಂಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಡಿಡ್ ಐ ಸೇ? ಆಲ್ ದ ಫಿಸಿಕಲ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓರಲ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಗೋ ಬೈ ದ ನೇಮ್ ಡಿವೋಷನ್, ವಿಲ್ ಯು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ the effects to be produced, are they in the body and the mouth, or the effects to be produced are in the mind? I do pradakshina. By doing pradakshina, is the effect going to be had in the body except the physical exercise? Similarly, I go on chanting Bhagavad Gita or some praises. Do you mean to say the effect is on the tongue and the mouth, the jaws and the teeth and the throat? Not at all, not at all, not at all. Then where is the effect? The effect is in the mind. If this be so, please tell me very clearly, in all your physical and oral activities of devotion, are you examining every time whether the mind is involved? And what effect each time the prayer or pradakshina has brought to the mind? I am sure this examination is never taking place. If the examination were taking place, sooner or later, in the course of days, weeks or months, you will discover the lack of mind's transformation and qualitative improvement. So the reason why devotees do not progress, the simple reason is that they don't take their devotion to the mind level. Whether it is having effect on the mind is itself to be examined by the intelligence and assessed. The mind can be assessed not by the sensory organ, not by the mouth. The existence of the mind can be assessed only by the intelligence. And if any infusion is to be made to the mind, it has to be done by the intelligence. The intelligence is the only factor which can act upon, influence, purify and sublimate the mind. That is what we call vijara. Dirgha samsara rogasya vijarohi mahaushadham. In this long-standing disease and infection called the world, vichara, truthful introspection, is the only medicine. If you examine in this manner, you will find almost all the devotees are missing this inner examination to find out whether my devotional practices have had the necessary effect on the mind. Now, what is the effect on the mind? That is very important. I can tell you the effects are only two: attitudinal and objectival. What is the attitude you are developing? That devotional attitude, is it occupying the mind, guiding the mind, engulfing the mind? And what is the objective that you are fostering in your mind? We have a domestic life, a professional life, a societal life. In this we have a religious life and a non-religious life. So domestic, societal, professional, religious and non-religious. In the five friends, do you have a common devotional or pious attitude to which all these five are subjected? Apart from the attitude, what for are you doing all these things? Have you been able to arrive at an objective? Devotion becomes true when you find that God is supreme in my life. If God is supreme in my life, I will judge my life only in terms of this supremeness of my mind. So everything else will have to be subordinate to God. Is it so? You think you are married, you have your married partner, you have children, you have a house, you have a belonging, you have a pension, you have some money. Now put all these things and also put God. Do you think that God is supreme? If supreme, I have something more to say. What do you think of God? He is omnipresent, so you cannot miss him. He is omniscient, he is all-knowing, so you don't have to advise him. He knows about you, whatever you need, whatever you don't need, whatever danger is coming, you should know. Then he is all-powerful, all-resourceful. If you are considering such a God to be supreme, all the needs, all the motivations, everything will have to be subjected to him. So have no independent will in you. Let thy will be done. Let thy will be done. Bhagavata vidhatra yat kriyate tat sarvam hi shubhayate. Whatever the auspicious God does is always for your auspiciousness. So at no point of time should you feel your God is insufficient, deficient or insensitive to your cries or your needs. So progressively it is a question of self-effacement, ego extinction. Self-effacement, ego extinction. So a devotee means his ego should be more and more extinct. In the extinctional path he should be progressing. Watch and find it out. Never have any doubt. Never have any fear. Never have anything particularly for you, either in the way of getting or in the way of leaving. This is how you have to test your devotion. When you start testing in this manner, your puja stops. Even your praises will stop. The whole devotion will become mental, mental and mental. Intelligential, intelligential and intelligential. Your worship will be mento-intelligential worship. The best that you will like to do will be to examine your own manovrittis. In all my manovrittis, does the godly attitude disappear? Does the godly objective become weak? Or attitude-wise and also objective-wise, I am godly, godly, godly. Please tell me, how to bring about this transformation? Can sandal paste help you? Can garland help you? Can prasada from any temple help you? Will tirthayatra help? Or you have to undertake the pilgrimage within your own body, helped by your mind and intelligence, until at last your pilgrimage comes to a full stop forever. I am having a pilgrimage to spot the all-pervading Lord. So the very pilgrimage means I miss him where I am and I seek him in a special spot. This itself is fallacious, meaningless. So the pilgrimage will become extinct by understanding that the God whom I want to see is already present in and around me everywhere. Tell me, whether this is a physical process, oral process, or it's an inner process where the mind and intelligence alone are involved. So devotionalize your mind, devotionalize your intelligence, devotionalize your ego, devotionalize your will, devotionalize your perception, devotionalize your interaction. This process is again mento intelligentsia. Harihi Om Tatsa. Jai.